Welcome to another revival message from Apostle John Pierre Becker, Senior Pastor of Revival Christian Church South Africa. If you are in the Pretoria area, come and visit us.
I want you to take notes this morning. I'm going to impart something very powerful into your spirit. And I want your undivided attention this morning. So I want everybody to sit down and I want you to take notes and I want you to focus on the Lord this morning. That's one of the things the Lord is saying for 2019, that He wants our undivided attention. Say with me, undivided attention. So I want you to take notes this morning because I'm going to teach you the Word of God. So we've just started a new year and I want to give you a few recommendations. Few things I would advise you. So I want you to take notes this morning because you're going to be blessed by the Word of God. I heard the Spirit say, evaluate yourself. Evaluate yourself. The meaning of evaluate means to consider those decisions you have made. It means to consider those decisions you have made in 2018. That's what it means to evaluate. So you cannot make the same mistakes you made in 2018. How many of you agree with me? Tell your neighbor, tell your wife, say, I will not make the same mistakes I made in 2018. A sinner cannot repent of his sins if he doesn't evaluate his life. It's either heaven or hell. He must evaluate his life. When I was bound in the world, Holy Spirit came upon me and I began to evaluate my life. And out of that evaluation, I made the right choice. I want you to pick up again in Haggai 1 verse 7. Haggai 1 and verse 7. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Haggai 1 verse 7. Consider your ways. Another word for consider is evaluate. Evaluate your ways. Think of 2018. Think about it. Every month, every decision you've made, ponder upon it. Because this is the thing. If you don't evaluate yourself, you will repeat the same mistakes. If we don't evaluate ourselves, we will repeat the same mistakes. The Message translation says, take a good, hard look at your life. Think it over. So if we don't evaluate ourselves, we will repeat the same mistakes we've made in 2018. So we have to change our hearts. Everything is going to change. I want everybody's attention, please, from the sound desk to the front row. Listen to me. You cannot be the same person you were in 2018. Something must change in our lives. I say something must change. Many people, listen, they the same people for years because they never evaluate their lives. The way we thought, our thinking pattern, our mindset in 2018. It's going to be different in 2019. Tell your neighbors, I'm in this for change. Everything is going to change in my life. God changes the heart of a person before He changes their season. God changes the heart of a person before He changes their season. What is a season? A season is marked by supernatural events. Your 2019 will be marked by supernatural events. Say with me, supernatural events. Everything is going to change. Therefore, Jesus got fed up and He evaluated His life and He saw for 30 years there's no miracles happening in my life. And He went into a 40-day fast because He knew changes would not come if he doesn't enter this time of fasting and prayer. Therefore, that week of fasting and prayer, many of you will go on a full fast, depending on how big the devil in you is. Many of you will go on a 21-day Daniel fast. The Lord spoke to me about a 12-day fast. You see, we do these things because we evaluate our lives and we are fed up with our conditions. And we say to ourselves, we don't want this in our lives anymore. We don't want that addiction, that stronghold. Something must change this year. Somebody shout, it's going to change. So these are the things I'll give to you this morning. Wisdom I will give to you to reevaluate your life. Number one, give God your undivided attention. Give God your undivided attention. Give Him your attention. You want to see 2019 prosper? Give Him your attention. Many times if we wake up in the morning and we go straight into work or what we are busy with, God doesn't have our attention. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, son, you're a tither. You give me 10% of all your finance. You're a good tither. You're a faithful tither. But I want you to give me 10% of your time every day. That is 2.5 hours just focusing on the Lord. You can pray for an hour in the Holy Ghost. You can meditate upon the Word of God for 1.5 hours. I mean, time flies when you're having fun in the Word of God. So if you make it that your priority, you give God your attention, you will see every day a supernatural event will occur in your life. Because many times you get up in the morning, the first thing you do is coffee. That's good. Coffee is good. It's from God. Can you say amen? But you go get the coffee. You go into your room. You set the alarm earlier. Can you shout amen? You set the alarm earlier. You go get good, strong coffee. Can you say amen? You go into your room if you want to maybe study the Word of God for 1.5 hours. And then go into 1 hour prayer. You do it just like you want to do it. You don't have to be religious about it. Can you say amen? But take that time. Set it out to give God your attention. And then God, as your CEO, He will speak to you. And He will say, do this in this day. Do that in this day. Do make some adjustments over there. Sort this one out. Fire that one. Put that person in place. He will guide you supernaturally as you give Him your undivided attention. Tell your neighbor, say, God will have my attention in 2019. It's going to be explosive for people in 2019. So it will be explosive. They ask Yonki Chow, why do you pray 6 hours every day? He said, I've got a church of millions. The responsibility is so great that I have to give God my undivided attention. When you give God as a businessman, a businesswoman, your undivided attention, you will see how God will give you insight, prophetic foresight, what decisions you will make. Come on, what decisions you must make. Where it's going havoc for others, it will go smooth sailing for you in 2019. Because God has your attention. Number two, let go of offenses and unforgiveness. The first Sunday of 2019, let go of unforgiveness and offenses. If I have ever offended you, maybe I said something, I did something, because I'm also a human being. Can you say amen? If I did something, said something that offended you as your spiritual father, I ask your forgiveness this morning. I say, forgive me, I am just a human being. If your neighbor have offended you, somebody said something, did something, hurt you, forgive that person. You see, unforgiveness can delay the promises of God in your life in 2019. There's a mother, there's a father, a brother, a sister, a colleague, somebody who pushed that dagger of betrayal in you. This morning, God pulls it out. He heals your wound. You go to that person. You say, I am sorry. I am sorry for what I've done. And you bless them. Even if they curse you, you have done your part. Because this is a clean slate. We cannot carry the baggage of 2018 into 2019. We cannot carry the same mistakes of unforgiveness and bitterness of 2018 into 2019. This is a new year. This is a clean slate. Come on, somebody. We are dealing with our unforgiveness. Unforgiveness, it's a poison. Because offense is taken. It is not given. Unforgiveness denies your future. Unforgiveness denies your future. Unforgiveness shortens your lifespan. It delays all the blessings God has for your life. Unforgiveness stops the favor of God in your life. People will hurt us. Christ said, offenses must come. Every single one of us will be offended. You will offend me because of your uncommitted spirit. You will offend me because of your rebellious ways. You will offend me in different ways. I will offend you in different ways. But we deal with our offenses. When a rebuke comes, I don't take offense. I take the rebuke and I go on. Because that's maturity. Can you say amen? No one comes into a new season without favor. And unforgiveness stops the favor of God in your life. You are entering a new season. It is a season marked with supernatural favor. Unforgiveness will not stop the favor of God in your life. Number three, repent of any sin in your life. Repent of any sin in your life. The little foxes destroys the vine. If that sin have been coming for years, you pray in tongues, you're in church, you're faithful, you're committed. But there's one thing the enemy has on you. Deal with that thing. In 2019, the enemy will have nothing on you. Can I declare it over us this morning? In 2019, the enemy will have nothing on you. Therefore, by the end of the service, you will look the devil in the face and say, "You've got nothing on me." Tell your neighbor, say, "The devil will not have nothing on me." Repent of your sin. God will not expose your sin, but he will convict you of your sin. If there's a devil of lust and perversion, you go into a 7-day water fast like David, and you fast that devil out and say, "You will have nothing on me in 2019. If it's gossip and slander, whatever it might be, you know what it is. You say, "Today is the day I deal with that sin. Today I evaluate my life and I get rid of the addiction. I get rid of the stronghold in my life." How many of you are ready to deal with it? Chop its head off. I say chop its head off. No longer will it have a hold upon your life. Number four, write it down. Face your 2019 with anticipation. Face your 2019 with anticipation. What are you expecting God to do? What are you anticipating God to do in 2019? Expect it. See it. Believe it. Speak it. Declare it. Say with me, "I will face my 2019 with great expectation." How many of you are ready to receive from the Lord? Now I want you just for 3 minutes, lift your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost all over. Lift your hands high. And now evaluate your own life. As you pray in the Spirit, evaluate your own life. Think about the wrong decisions you've made in 2018 and make up your mind that you're going to change it. You're not going to make the same mistakes you've made in 2018. Evaluate yourself. Look at your attitude. Look at the way you think. Change it today. Deal with the unforgiveness. If there's somebody that you need to forgive, just begin to lift your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost for those people. Intercede for those people. Let go of bitterness. Let go of resentment. Let go, let go, let go, let go, and let God move in your life. Face your 2019 with anticipation and expectancy. Pray in the Holy Ghost. And as you close your eyes, you begin to evaluate yourself. You begin to see the wrong things you've done in 2018. And you make up your mind, I'm going to adjust it. I'm going to do it different. There's mistakes I've made. But this time, 2019 is going to be a different story. There's some adjustments I'm making in my life. There's some adjustments I'm making in my spiritual life. There's some adjustments I'm making this morning. I receive the word. I believe the word. I expect breakthrough. I expect the greatest year of my life. If that is you, give God the biggest praise in the house. Come on. Shout change. Shout it one more time. Change is coming to my life. Now write this down. How can I determine what God is saying for 2019? How can I determine, how can I predict what God is saying for 2019? Say with me, God is speaking. There are four bases whereby we can see the future. There are four bases whereby we can predict the future. Not just me, but every single hearer here this morning. Number one, by the written word of God. Therefore, make the word of God your meditation. The word of God. Number two, the Rhema word of God. Revelation word. And number three, the leading of the Holy Spirit. He will lead you. Romans 8 says, for many of who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. We are the sons and the daughters of the living God. We are led by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we can predict the future. Number four, by the feast of the Lord. In September, we celebrated Rosh Hashanah. It is the Jewish New Year, 5779. By the feast, we can predict the future. The number five is the number of grace and favor, which means that we are the dispensation of grace and favor. The 77 there is a picture of two eagle eyes in the Hebrew alphabet. The number nine is the number of new births. But listen. Also, the number nine in Hebrew, it is a picture of a snake, the coil of a snake. If you rewind to 7:7, you have eagle eyes to see the snake in the grass from afar, which means, according to the feast of the Lord, you have ridiculous, unusual, supernatural favor upon your life. You are the dispensation of a yin. You are the dispensation of incredible favor. You have prophetic vision. You have eagle eyes. Come on, somebody. You give birth to callings. You give birth to destiny. You give birth to the anointing. You predict the future by studying the feast. The purpose of this is for us to see the future. The purpose of this is for us to predict the future. We are not blind. We see into the future. We see as He sees. We can give you tomorrow's news today. It is the foretelling of the future. The purpose of the prophetic or prophecy is to prepare you. The purpose of prophecy is to prepare you. So what I'm doing here this morning is not just psyching you up or hyping you up. I am preparing you for your future. Therefore, you came to a prophetic apostolic church, because a prophetic apostolic church will prepare you for your future.
It is the pointing of the finger that directs you to your destiny, that points out your future, that points out your tomorrow. So the purpose of the prophecy I'm going to give you this morning is to prepare you. People who have no preparation cannot enter their destiny. People with no expectation of the future cannot enter their destiny. Preparing means I have an expectation. God is about to do something extravagant in my life in 2019. Every new season requires preparation. You came here this morning on the first Sunday of 2019 because you require preparation. There's some things God has destined for your life. There's some dreams, there's some callings, there's some ideas, there's some business, there's some money that's going to be made, and it's going to come through your life through preparation. Tell your neighbor, I'm being prepared. Prophecy prepares us for what is coming. Every new season requires preparation. Tell your neighbor, I'm under construction. God is preparing me for unusual blessing. God is preparing me for unusual favor. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to be passive, lukewarm, frail, timid, scared, and frightened. No, I'm being prepared for the destiny God has for my life in 2019. You're going places. You're going places where nobody's gone before. You're going to nations. You're going to impact people. You will have access to people, to places, and to things. But Esther, I'm going to bathe you in perfume. I'm going to bathe you in the anointing. I'm going to give you revelation word because I'm prepared. Stop your neighbors. I'm being prepared. You need to tell your wife, tell your husband, say it's time you pull up your socks. It's time you prepare. Yes, you're not going to be the same way you were in 2018. No, something's going to change in your life. You're going to be a warrior in the kingdom of God. It's time you wake up, baby. Smell the roses and drink the cappuccino. Say, I'm a warrior. And I'm being prepared. Shout it, I'm a warrior. And I'm being prepared. So where are we prophetically? What is God saying? The number 19 in Hebrew represents mega faith. Abraham was 99 years old and God called him a man of great faith, a father of faith. The number 19 in the Hebrew represents mega faith, unusual faith. It is not common faith. Look at the word. Luke 18 and verse 8. Luke 18 and verse 8. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? He is not referring to mustard seed faith. He's referring to end time faith, which is mega faith. Accumulation has built up unto now, which is the end time, and the gloss is full, which means it's full blown faith. It's faith on steroids. It's faith in its full capacity. It is violent faith. It is aggressive faith. It is the end time faith. It is the last faith. It is mega faith. Therefore, God says 2019 will be the year of mega faith. He will not ask you to do anything small in 2019. Everything is going to be large in your life. Everything is going to be mega in your life. Everything is going to be uncommon in your life. Everything is going to be extraordinary in your life. Shout mega. Woo! Why is God taking us into mega faith? Write it down. Why is God taking us into mega faith? Number one, because of the crisis and challenges that we are facing on the earth. Because of the crisis and challenge that we are facing upon the earth. The demons we are fighting now is bigger than the demons our grandmothers, our grandfathers fought. In generations back, men of God, women of God would pray for people with cancer and they get healed from cancer. Now, men and women of God get cancer. Don in check, the biggest worshiper of our dispensation, of our generation, had to fight cancer in her body as a worshiper. Which means that challenges, crises are increasing upon the earth. The Bible says, dense darkness shall cover the earth, but my glory shall arise upon you. The more the challenges increase, the more the power of God will increase upon your life. The darker it gets, the brighter it will get in the church, in the remnant church, not in the schizophrenic church, not in the dead church, not in the religious church, but the remnant will radiate the power of God, radiate the light. Why is God taking us into mega faith? Number one, because of the crisis and challenges that is coming upon the earth. What defines the remnant is mega faith. Many people are fleeing the nation because of crisis, challenges that are increasing. If you watch news, it's not getting better. Listen to me. I'm a man of faith. I speak faith. I believe in this nation more than any white man in this nation. I believe in all nations. I pay the price to save all nations. But listen to me. It's getting darker. It's increasing. Violence is increasing. It's escalating. That's the reality. We are not ignorant of that reality. But we're not without faith. We are not without mega faith. There's a remnant God is going to raise up in this end time. With mega faith. Listen to me, an all nations movement of mega faith is going to break out in this nation unlike we've ever seen before. And it's going to come unexpectedly. Although the crisis is increasing, although things are escalating, violence, crime, rape, death, I want you to know there's a remnant rising up this morning full of the power of God, full of mega faith, and they're getting ready to slay the giants in 2019. You better give God praise in the house. Shout explosive faith. Say it one more time. Explosive faith. Mega faith. Rise up on the inside of you. Whatever you've been believing God for, quadruple it. Whatever you've been trusting God for, quadruple it. You think too small. You think limited. God is unlimited. Shaka reketepaya, shad mega mega, shad mega mega. We have entered a mega cycle as the end time new breed remnant. We're in the final day closing hour. Everything, I want you to write this down. Everything God puts in you is what He wants you to believe. Everything God puts in you is what He wants you to believe. That house, that car, that dream, that vision, the nations of the world. You thought you were silly. Exaggerating, thinking too big. God put it in you. Because He wants you to believe it. What is those seven things God put in you for 2019? Not what man put in you. God put it in your spirit. Write it down. The seven things God put in you. I'm going to raise you as a billionaire. He put it in your spirit. Whether it be from this pulpit, I prophesy, God will raise up billionaires and you will the one who went like this. You don't have the education. You don't have the qualifications. You don't have one diploma on the wall. But mega faith. God put it in you. Therefore, He wants you to believe it. Now listen to me. Let me use my example. God put it in me. I want you to go after souls in the townships. God put it in my heart, a love for the African people. An incredible love. I had an encounter and I saw a blood-washed Africa. I saw it in the spirit. And every time I would see African people, I would burst with love to get them saved, to get them pulled into the kingdom of God. Benny Hinn comes, he prophesied, Africa will be shaken through your life. He mentioned all the names, Zambia, Kenya, mentioned a whole lot of names in the continent. What is that? God put it in me. I believed it so much that it led to action. I bought the 5,000-seater tent. Now listen. I am at that place right now. I'm sharing the vision, what's going to manifest in 2019. We only get that tent up when we have a mass crusade. But it's consuming me so much that I say, Lord, I'm willing to put that 5,000-seater up in Shoshanguve and keep it up. I'll go preach there every Sunday, 3 o'clock, and preach for thousands. Because if I don't do it, it will devour my life so much that I won't sleep. When God puts something on the inside of you, a vision, a dream, if you don't act upon it, it will devour you. You will have sleepless nights. You will roll around in your bed dreaming about it, thinking about it, pondering about it. How can I do it? How is it possible? You'll pray it through. You'll fast it through. I prophesy here this morning, the dream God put in you. Can I prophesy over you? What God put in you will come to pass as you act upon it in 2019. Shall I believe it? Now listen, be seated. Now, it has pushed me to a point where I cannot contain it anymore. I cannot wait a month and then get the thing up and then have the crusade. I'll go nuts. Cuckoos. Have you ever had a dream that devour you? See with me, souls. Now watch this. David had a massive dream. God put it in him. You're going to be a mighty warrior. When you act upon that dream and you begin to walk in it, listen, God will put an Abigail in your life to make sure that dream comes to pass. Tell your neighbor, say, you're not alone in this. You see, my wife is my Abigail. Because I don't understand economics. David didn't understand economics. Suck in economics. But mighty in war. Therefore, God had to give me my wife because she understands economics. She understands numbers. God is going to put an Abigail in your life that will put the structure up for you. I'm talking about a sail where the Holy Ghost comes as the wind in your sails. The boat cannot move forward without the sails. The sails is the structure. The wind is the spirit. Your boat is going to move quickly in 2019. But God is going to put Abigails in your life. God is going to put people in your life that will help you to set up structures. How to run that trillionaire company. I feel an anointing here this morning. I see billionaires in the spirit. I see trillionaires in the spirit. They don't know how to handle economics. But God is going to cause that kite to fly. God is going to cause that boat to move quickly. But He's going to put people in your life. Can I prophesy? Favor will give you access to people, to places, and to things. The right people at the right time.
Everything God puts in you, He wants you to believe it and act upon it. Watch, by April, I will testify from this pulpit. We are thousands in attendance on a Sunday. Doesn't mean I'm going to have to work a little bit smarter and harder for the kingdom of God, yes. But I built up spiritual stamina. I preach all three services on a Sunday, and now all three is like a piece of pie. You see, a pioneer, he will come to a place where he's frustrated. Jumping that fence for him becomes nothing because he's been doing it for a while.
Oh.
Then the Lord raises. Are you ready for the Lord to raise the fence in your life? Some of you have been passive. I'm satisfied with this 80,000 salary every month. And to produce that 80 is like nothing to you. Because you've been producing it every month. That's called stuck in a rut. It's time you aim now for the 800 every month.
Oh my God.
Am I preaching to somebody here? I say, am I preaching to somebody here? Because when you do the same thing over and over and over, you get used to it. It means you get fit in what you're doing. Therefore, they say you need an instructor when you gym because they can push you beyond your limits. I came to push RCC beyond the limits in 2019. I'm not speaking to some sissy saint jelly black, passive, timid, lukewarm, frail type of people here. I'm talking about Holy Ghost people. I'm not talking about Goldilocks. I'm talking about the move of God. I'm talking about warriors in the kingdom of God that says, God, raise the bar. So when God puts it in you, He also sends the people to help you, to assist you, the team. Which means God is going to grace me supernaturally. That I will raise up a remnant in Shoshanguve. It means that God is going to grace me that I don't even have to take of our people here or Centurion to go help me there. But I can use you to train them to do what you're doing. Which means it will operate like a well-oiled machine. And thousands will come into the kingdom every Sunday. Come on, somebody. Deliverances, revival will break out in this nation. How many of you are ready for it? Listen, many of you, you think you cannot handle it. You say, my fork, it's got too much on it. No. God's going to top it up this year. Oh. They say you don't know your strength until you've been to military. God is raising you up in the military of the kingdom. You're tough, baby. You're not a sissy. You're a fighter. You're an overcomer. Oh, that's too much for me. You're a fighter. You're an overcomer. I can do all things through Christ. I wonder who am I preaching to here this morning. I wonder if there's somebody with a big God, a big dream, a big vision, a big calling, a big company, a big ministry. I wonder if there's somebody in the house.
Jump upon your feet and tell your neighbors, it's too big.
It's too big. It's too big. It's mega. It's mega.
Oh, breke produce. You're going to outrun horses in 2019. I say you're going to outrun horses in 2019. The same spirit that came upon Elijah and he outran the chariots. You're going to outrun the best Arabian horses in 2019. I prophesy over here and watching around the world. Shout!
Be seated. Tell your neighbor. Say, God put it in me. God put it in me. He puts it in you. He put it in you for you to react upon it. Do something about it. Tell your neighbor, say, do something about it. Number two, it will be the year of mega shift. It will be the year of mega shift. What shifts you will determine what God will do through you. So the Holy Ghost is shifting you this morning. Shift means to go from one place to another. See, will be a shift. Tell your neighbor, say, I see a shift coming. I see a shift coming in every area of your life. Some of you, God is going to give you a new figure. Come shifting into this church by the end of February. Can't touch this. Like a pear. What is that? It's a shift. So God is going to shift you from that weight to less weight. He's going to shift you from living an unhealthy life, just putting everything in your mouth. So the hand shifts to more healthy food. You see, success requires preparation. Therefore, if I did not go to the gym, I would not have taken on this challenge I'm going to take on. Because if you're unfit, you cannot run with God. That's what God told Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. He said, you're so unfit, you can't run with me. Get fit and you'll run with me. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm going to get fit to run with God. Choices. What are you doing, Pastor? I'm evaluating you. Something's going to change in your life. Apostle Maldonado's got his own Learjet. One of his disciples, one of his pastors, I think it's Adam. He's overweight. An apostle said to him, if you don't lose the weight, you're not going to get on the jet. Now that's his goal. He wants to get on apostle's jet. He took the rebuke. Why are you saying these things, Pastor? I love you as my church. I have buried very few people in this church. Most is because they did not take care of their health. I want you to take care of yourself. I want you to take care of your body, your spirit, your soul. Take care of yourself. I'm saying this because I love you. Don't just listen to people that say nicey things about you and you just find the way you are. No, you're not fine. I love you. Therefore, I want to see the shift in your life. Say with me, Pastor loves me. Therefore, he rebukes me. Amen. And it requires discipline. It's discipline. Listen, the biggest drug is sugar. We tell our children, don't drink, don't smoke. That's bad for you. Sugar is worse. Because we're feeding them cancer. So in my family, in my house, I am going to practice it first. Therefore, I can preach it because I practice it. Can you say amen? It's something we now pushing, practicing, exercising, because we want to run far and long. Can you say amen? It's quiet in here, but it's okay. Say with me, a mega shift. That was the Holy Ghost, because it's not in the notes. Number three, it will be the year of a new kingdom economy. It will be the year of a new kingdom economy. God says, I have hidden an economy for my remnant. In this world's economy, when recession hits, you are bankrupt. When famine comes, you in famine. In his economy, in the kingdom economy, recession is a time of possession for you. Many pastors say, you know, in the month of January, the people are poor. They're struggling financially because they spent all their money in December. No way. Not in this house. You will be blessed every month of the year. Why? Because you're in a kingdom economy. The non-tithers can't say amen on this because they're in the world's economy. But the tithers are in the kingdom economy. They put God first. Come on, somebody. And therefore, the blessing just continue to flow. Come on. Therefore, favor just continue to flow because they're in a heavenly economy. In this heavenly economy, there will be no debt in your life. In this kingdom economy, there will be no scarcity in your life. In this kingdom economy, blessings will flow unhindered in your life. Son, I'm in a kingdom economy. Shout it one more time, a kingdom economy. I'm closing with this. Number four, write it down. We will see the fulfillment of promises and prophetic prayers in 2019. We will see the fulfillment of promises and prophetic prayers in 2019. Mark 13:20. I'm closing. Mark 13 verse 20. How many of you are receiving something here this morning? Mark 13 and verse 20. And unless the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, who is the elect? The remnant. Is the remnant here this morning? But only, listen, only for the elect's sake, whom he chose, he shortened the days. Can I speak into your life? Oh, there are outstanding promises over your life. How many of you have outstanding promises over your life? Wave at me. Prophetic promises over your life. He says, I will shorten the days only for the elect. That means that outstanding promises will come to pass supernaturally. Say with me, I am the elect. There's prophetic words you thought it will never come to pass. 2019 is the year of mega faith, which means promises you've held on to for years will supernaturally come to pass in the name of the Christ. Your promise, listen, it's not being denied. It's only being delayed. God is going to accelerate time for you. Come on, somebody. He's going to accelerate the days for you supernaturally. And you're stepping into your prophetic destiny. Come on, somebody. You've held on to the promise. God says, I will cause it to come to pass in your life.
This is the end of the podcast. We believe that you've been touched and transformed. For more great content and updates in the Apostle, please go to our social media platform.